We continue while learning the Nishmas Tavi ben Menachem, Mishem Yichad Yaakov, B'Petichos Elio, we are Menachos, Perakei Mishnah Ches. Ha'omer alai b'machavas, lo yavi v'marcheshes. A person says, I take upon myself to bring, donate a machavas mincha, one that's in the regular frying pan. He cannot fulfill that obligation, that neder, by bringing one in a marcheshes. And although these are very similar, one's just a regular frying pan, one's a deep frying pan, nonetheless, that's not what he said. They're two separate Menachos. The Torah speaks about al-machavas Havas and Marcheshes as separate Marachos. And certainly it goes without saying that a person, if says he's taking upon himself a Machavas, he can't bring a Mincha Mafe Tanur or something very, very different. Then the Mishnah says, lo v'marcheshes, lo yavi v'machavas. And of course, if he took upon himself to bring a mincha marcheshes, the deep frying pan one, he should not bring one that's in a machavas. Ask the Mishnah, oman bein machavas l'marcheshes. What exactly is the difference between the two? After all, the Torah just says, uses the language of machavas in one context. It says, v'chol na'aseh v'amarcheshes v'al machavas. So what's the difference? So the Mishnah says, in the name of Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, elo shahamarcheshes yesh lo kisui v'amachavas ein lo kisui. Did Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. Very simple difference. They seem to be the same. We keep describing them as machavas, which is the regular frying pan of marcheshes, a deep frying pan. That is the opinion of as Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel, as we'll see in a moment. Rabbi Zagli says no. There's no difference in terms of its depth. The difference is, according to his Masorah, he received, the Gemara says on Daf Samach Gimel, he had a Masorah from his Rebbeim, that the difference between them is simply whether there's a cover. The Marcheshes had a cover, and the Machavas did not have a cover. In fact, this can be derived from the reading of the text. The Torah says, V'chol na'asa v'amarcheshes v'al Machavas. When it comes to the Marcheshes, it says ba Marcheshes, inside the Marcheshes, inside. So it sounds like that you're putting a cover on top. Al Machavas, on top. So on top may mean that there is no cover, meaning it's really on top. There's nothing that is covering it. That's the first opinion. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel Omer, no, Marcheshes amuka u'maaseh rochashim. The Marcheshes is deeper, and ma'aseha, that which is made inside a rochashim. What are rochashim? So the Bartunu says, shahashemen navanad bisocha. The oil moves around inside, navanad, like kain. It moves around. Lashon horomes al ha'aretz. In fact, when the Torah speaks about different crawling creatures that Hashem created that are romes, crawling on al ha'aretz, the Targum, the Aramaic translation is rochish, resh ches shin. So it means to move around. So the Marcheshes, because it's so deep, that which is inside the flour and the oil, which collects inside it, it moves around a lot, especially when it's being fried. So that's one way to explain, for obviously it's discussing how deep it is, and ma'aseh rochashim, u'machavas tzafa u'maaseh kashim, and the machavas is tzafa, which means it's flat, not as deep, and ma'aseh kashim, that which is inside is kashim, literally is hard. So what does that mean? So the Bartanur says, the dough that you fry inside, the lisha is kosher. We have a difference between lisha raka and lisha kosher. What does this mean? So lisha kosher means the following. Because the machavas is flat, it's like a flat frying pan, flat griddle, so you can't have any soft batter inside, simply because the oil is going to come off. So therefore the dough is going to be more thick, and that's what it means that it's kosher. Shaharei. So he says, why? I don't want it to fly off, to go out. The kli doesn't have any, there's no rim, or a slight rim around it, and that's all. So that's the difference between the two, between the machavas and the marcheshes. As we said many times, we keep explaining the marcheshes as the deep frying pan. That, in fact, is the halacha. And therefore, practically, it's important to know. Not only when it comes to, in the Beis HaMikdash, when it comes to bringing these karbanos, whether the frying pan is flat or it's deep, but you need to know you need a cover or not. So according to the halacha, a cover is not important at all, because that's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, who we do not accept, although he held that the marcheshes needs a cover. And it has nothing with the depth of the pan. We don't follow that position. Perakei Mishnah Tes, Ha'omer alei alai b'tanur, lo yavi ma'afei chupach, Umafe ra'afim, umafe yoros ha'arvim. Says the Mishnah, he's someone who takes upon himself to take the mincha mafe tanur. So we mentioned the mincha of marcheshes and the mincha of machavas. And now we have the mincha of ma'afei tanur. So there we've mentioned several times that there were two types of ma'afei tanur. There were the chalos, which were mixed with oil and then baked, and the rekikim, which were baked and then smeared with oil afterwards. So a person says, I'm taking upon myself a mincha that's in a tanur, lo yavi ma'afei kupach. He can't bring something that's baked in a small stove. That's what a kupach is. We usually distinguish between a kira, a regular stove, who has room for, we call it a kirayim, which has room for two pots. We have a kupach, which has room for one pot, which is somewhere in between in terms of its heat, that's generated, and a tanur, which is the hottest of all, and that's usually where we bake bread. So here it says, if you're saying harelai b'tanur, tanur means where you normally bake bread, you can't bring something that's baked in a kupach. Umafera afim, nor can you bake something, bring a mincha that's baked on tiles that were heated, because that's not a tanur either. Or mafe yoros arvim, or the Arabs mafe yoros, these cauldrons, that's the way they would the bartanur says kimin guma hasuya berkarka, and make a little hole in the ground, the tocha betit, and you put mud or clay around it, and they would light a fire there achetislabain until it becomes white, and then baofin baisa, then they were able to bake. So you can't do that. It's an interesting question, though. In the Beis HaMikdash, where do we have such a thing? We had the tanur in order to bake, but these are the things we would have anyway. So where would you have a mafe ra'afim, mafe yoros? It must be that you took it outside the Beis HaMikdash. If you took it outside the Beis HaMikdash, isn't that a psul yotzei already? So there's some discussion about maybe that would not invalidate the korban, even though you brought it outside, because you brought it out at an earlier stage. May depend on what stage you bring it outside the Beis HaMikdash. Either way, says the Mishnah, say harei lai b'tanur, you can't bring it in any of these other types of ovens, because they are stoves, because that is not a tanur. Rabbi Yehuda Omer im ratza yavi ma'afe kupach. He believes that first one, the ma'afe kupach, the small stove, he believes that is not a problem, because, and Bartunra says, de kupach min tanur hu. He believes that kupach falls into the category of tanur, so you take upon yourself a mincha ma'afe tanur, you can use a kupach as well. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. We don't follow that position. Harei olai minchas ma'afe lo yavi. So one would have thought, maybe if I say I'm taking upon myself mincha mafe tanur, so then we said, well, there are different types. You're either going to bring 10 chalos or 10 rikikim. So what if I bring half and half? Let's say 5 chalos and 5 rikikim. So says the Mishnah, you can't do that. It's one or the other. So true, we mentioned two varieties. You have the loaves and you have the wafers, but you have to bring one or the other. That's the Tana Kama's opinion. Rabbi Shimon Mati Mnei Shu Karban Achar. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says, okay, it's accepted. You say you're taking upon yourself to bring a mincha mafe tanur. You want to bring half rikikin, half chalos. That's perfectly okay. They're all considered in the same category in the Chumash. That's what it says in the Torah. Or it says the Baratunash, Hashem Ksuvim Mincha Achas. They're in the same, in the Chumash, they're written in the same place. They're all part of the mincha mafe tanur. Hilchach yachol lahavi mechza miminzer, mechza miminzer. You could bring half and half, and that would be acceptable, but we don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Shimon.